Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I take it it's just you for now?
I think so. I've only heard music, so.
That's
I just got in myself. I had to rush to get here.
Do you want to start? I mean, we need to redo 177.
Okay.
With the others. So I was hoping somebody else would be on, but if not, we can just go on.
Okay.
So let's give it a couple more minutes.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'll be able to be on tomorrow with the surgery scheduled, so.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
Malka had said that she was going to be busy with work, so that she would have difficulty getting to all the classes, too.
Okay. Well, Brandy sent me a voicemail, but it was I couldn't get it loud enough to hear it. And I
understood.
Just got back in, so I didn't have time to connect with anybody.
Well, let's go ahead with 178. I'll start with the Lishan Yesud. Lishan, unless you want to do 177 again for yourself.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Lishan
Yesud. Good evening.
Good evening.
We were just about to start. We're going to be on verse 177. So that you can catch up, as we spent the last class on it, and we covered it pretty well, but just in case, because there was a lot of material, there's primarily the issue of one of the names. So we're going to start with 177. I have to say the Lishan Yehud first.
Okay.
Lishan. Lishan Yehud could Shabri Hu Ishin Babit Hilur, Himoud Hilud, Hilur Himo. Leakta Lishem Yote Bolate, Le Yehudash Lim Bishem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadudai Elohino Alena Masaya Deno Kanane, Elena Masaya Deno Kananehu. Mena alan miho shafat ve'i chabar im achav ve'il malei zechu de'avaham itanash taman ve'iti ve'ya isak ve'yo shafat ukdein ishted zev ve'iti ve'yisitem Elohim mimana mimena menu. The translation. How do we know this? We know this from Yehoshaphat, who associated with Ahab. And had it not been for the merit of his ancestors, Yehoshaphat would have been punished because of Ahab. As it is written, but Yehoshaphat cried out. Then he was saved, as it is written, and Elohim moved them to depart from him. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written. It is important to know the story of Yehoshaphat. And what we spent some time on last class, Yehoshaphat was the king of Ephraim, the country Ephraim, or the country Israel, the 10 tribes. And Ahab was the king of Judah.
Oh, well, I had it opposite then in my notations. Okay.
And it could be that my memory is not that great, so it could be the opposite as well. But essentially, they dealt
Marco?
With each other. Good evening. We're on verse 177, and we just read the English translation. And if you had time to listen to the last class, we started there last class, and we got. We spent quite a bit of time on discussing the name or the person Yehoshaphat. So we're at the point of asking any questions. And if neither you or Randy have any questions, we'll move on quickly to 178. But if you need to, we can spend some time on this one.
I don't have any questions.
Well, I'm going to kind of review what I didn't know yesterday, and that was the scripture reference, 2 Devarim HaYamim. I didn't know what that was, and it turned out to be 2 Chronicles. And about the merit of the ancestors, was this Jehoshaphat? Ancestors, or was it talking about the patriarchs, the sages who came before him? And I think we pretty much said it was the past generation of sages like David and Shlomo. And let's see, one other thing. I think
you just reminded me that.
Is the gist of that verse letting us know that when we associate with persons who are on the other side, and I don't know how to define the other side, but having to do with Lot wanting to go one way and Abraham wanting to go the other way because Lot was into idolatry and didn't want to leave it. And is that relating to us today?
Does that relate to us today? Yes. It's related to us in every generation. It's always been true. Your society establishes the morality of the generation. Your environment. Okay. The people around you, the culture that you live in, defines who you are. This is what you learn with your mother's milk, essentially. This is the culture that you learn is how you behave. Now, you may have aberrations in the way people behave. So, you know, people say... This is an example that I'm making up because I don't have a specific historical example, but they're spread throughout the Bible. But the idea is we are taught not to steal. But you have a society, the pirate society in the Caribbean and in the New World, who were taught that it was okay to steal as long as it was stealing from Spain and giving the tithing to the Queen of England. There was nothing wrong with being a pirateer. They even had the name for it. But, you know, it's still stealing. but it was done, and you have that in Vietnam with the guerrilla warfare. You know, they would set jungle traps and maim human beings, maim our soldiers or their own soldiers, the South Vietnamese army soldiers. You know, and this was part of war. Whereas you didn't have that per se in earlier generations. You know, 1,000 years ago, people didn't do that. You may have had a guerrilla war, but, you know, the armies would stand up and face each other. You know, and now, so it's really the culture that you come from and the society you live within that establishes your rules of engagement, your rules of how you live. Now, the Torah, the Bible, establishes a set of rules that should apply and can apply to every society. But each society chooses to determine which ones are acceptable. We have the Midrash, we've all heard it, about how Hashem, before he gave the Torah to the children of Israel, he went to the children of Edom and asked if they would accept the Torah. Now, you know, he didn't go to the children of Edom, he went to the Nasi, to the Elohim of Edom. Do you want the Torah? And the Nasi said, the Elohim said, what is it? And for the children of Edom, it was, do not steal. And the Nasi said, no. The Elohim said, no. I don't want the Torah for my people. And then they went to the children of Ishmael and asked if they wanted the Torah. And he said, what's in it? And the answer was, do not commit adultery. And the Ishmaelite said, no. The Elohim of Ishmael said, no. But you have this all through. They pick and choose. And we have it within our own Judaism today. You have so many different sects. And the Orthodox says this is what's important. And the Reform says this is what's important. In a sense, essentially, they're picking and choosing what the Torah says. They're not saying, I accept all of it. They'll say, I accept all of it, but they don't live by all of it. And essentially, that's the same thing that you were asking about, Hannah.
I was thinking of a simple one about apples, balls, the whole bunch.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch, absolutely. You know, I see it all the time in the containers of raspberries and blackberries, and not so much blueberries because they seem to have the defenses. But the raspberry and the blackberries, they go bad quickly. You know, there's just a little bit of mold in it, and it spreads throughout the container.
Well, I think yesterday that was one point we didn't talk about. So, and I saw that as you reread it today. So that's why I brought
yes.
it up. Thank you.
I'm glad you did. Are there any other questions or comments on verse 177? Verse 178. Uyad la ba avram lemeha vahadeya delot ve'im kolda la ba lot lemechedar nisur chaneya Elav yavchar lolot et kol kikar hayarden vayisa lot mikedem ignatel min kadmaa yalma velaba'a ve'ita beka bimhem nuta shleimata Abraham. The translation, although Abraham did not want to travel with Lot, Lot still did not want to return from his evil way, as it is written. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed from the east, which means that he journeyed away from him. He who is more ancient than the world, and refused to adhere to the true, complete faith, as did Abraham. My commentary. Given free choice and a significant wake-up call, Lot chose to move away from Hashem. How does this relate to your life and to our lives? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Saying he who is more ancient than the world, is that linking him to the Satan before the creation?
Is there anything that is more ancient than the world except Hashem?
No, because he created the angels too. No.
So it's a metaphor for Hashem. It reinforces the idea of the Creator.
Okay.
But it also one of the ways of perceiving Arishan Tin, which is the partsuf, one of the three partsufs or two partsufs for Chachma. You have a Rishon Tin, which is the idea of the ancient one. So this is a phrase and a code that's being presented to us.
Okay.
And that's why my commentary is saying that Lot, through his free choice, chose to move away from Hashem. Because it's not clear we're using the code of the ancient, more ancient than the world. So I was trying to make it clear.
Okay. One thing I know, Jordan means to go down, because I always avoided giving that name to anybody that wanted it. Because of its reference of going down. To me, you never wanted to go down. You always wanted to go up. So just saying that he chose all the plain of Jordan.
And he journeyed from, and the idea of journeying from the east. The east relates to Tiferet. And Tiferet is the balance point in the Tree of Life. It's the balance point from right and left, or from the right column and the left column. The balance point is in the central column. And the balance point between Keter and Malchut is Tiferet. And I did explain it a number of times, but about Lot is actually a metaphor for the evil inclination, while Avram represents the soul before the Tikkun, but actually before he even comes into the world of Tikkun. The soul, when he's in heaven, you know, being taken care of by Hashem. But when he comes down into the body, into the physical world, he becomes Abraham. And Lot, his nephew, who looked exactly like him, is the evil inclination.
Ooh, that's something new, that he looked like Abraham.
Isaac looked exactly like Abraham. And that's the story, is that Abraham asked Hashem to allow him to grow old so he would look different than his son. But when Lot was captured by the kings, I always forget whether he was captured by the four kings or by the five kings. But when that conflict took place, what it was Nimrod, which was one of the either four or five kings, whichever side he was on. Nimrod was coming after Abraham, having left the area of the Tower of Babel, and caused Nimrod all of these problems. So he came west to find Abraham, and they got into a war between the kings of Sodom and Amorah and the other two or three. And they saw Lot and mistook him for Abraham. So that's why they captured him. But the question you have to ask is, Abraham was told about Lot, but why did he have to go after him? After all, they had already separated. What was the reason Abraham went to fight these nine, the five kings or the four kings? Because Lot is the evil inclination, and we cannot really be effective in the physical world in achieving the goal of removing bread of shame if we don't have that evil inclination whispering in our ears, in our minds, so that we can say no to those suggestions. If we don't have an evil inclination, we don't pass the test, because there's no test.
Well, my thought was, if he was a chariot from loving kindness, he would have gone after Lot because of that as well.
But the Torah basically says, mind your own business.
No. But I see so many people, I have several fans, they're so merciful that it's too much. You know, they take on too much for themselves. And because that's, you know, it's a positive, but then you have to have the restraint, the give a row to know, you know, you can't be loving honey all the time. You've got to have that bit of restriction and gabura and judgment, you know. It's like if all you did was let your child get away with something, they're going to end up to be a very strong brat. They have to be disciplined.
Absolutely. And that's really the issue. So, the question, yes, Abraham is the chariot for Hesed, but it has to be done in a balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? We're almost out of time anyway.
Yeah.
I think we just have the one verse tomorrow, but seems like it's a long one, so.
Okay.
You have a good evening, and we have Writings of the Ari tonight in our 7 o'clock West Coast time class.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.